Welcome, everyone. Very lovely to be with you this beautiful morning, or maybe evening for some. But it's always now. Now, as what? Now, as not knowing. Now, as presence, as being without a history. Without a history about a me. Of course, there is a history to the world, a history to the body. But there is no history when it comes to awareness, to presence, to reality. So we welcome ourselves, we welcome each other, we welcome our experience as this reality. Which is beyond the mind, beyond a definition. Beyond the impression of time and space. And we allow ourselves to sink deeper and deeper in this effortless presence. Whatever appears to us appears effortlessly out of this presence, this universal presence. Is no separate self. In fact, just this borderless awareness. Takes on the form of a thought. Takes on the form of a sensation. Takes on the form of that which we call the world. So mysterious. A beautiful mystery. Profound. We are this mystery. Awakening to itself, realizing itself, contemplating itself. It is so. But it is the self which is contemplating itself. Reality is self-knowing. It is all-knowing. It's made up of knowingness, being, knowingness, beingness, knowingness. We understand these words because of the glimpse in truth. God's whisper. There is a relaxation of the habitual tendency to hold on to things, hold on to mind states or self-definition. The habitual tendency to believe ourselves, to be an event in time and space. While all along we are this knowingness, this pristine awareness, this magnificent beingness. So we invite every sensation in this moment to realize its source, to relax in its source. The light of awareness shining onto the mind. Effortlessly perceiving thoughts, sensations, vibrations. All is well. All is well as reality. All is well as truth. And this is the great offering. The offering of everything. which is the recognition that everything is that one. That one which is beyond words. So we don't hold on. Always offering everything. Like the flow of the river. What is it that we deeply and truly desire? Take a look. Is it not joy, freedom, peace, and happiness? Love, beauty, harmony, the peace of being. This desire is innate in all of us. It is innate in our true nature. It is the play of consciousness to desire itself, while all along it is itself. So the desire comes from the source, and the desire is for the source, of the source, to the source, from the source. So it's fulfilled. From the onset, it's fulfilled. From the onset, your desire is fulfilled. Because it is arising from the destination. And this destination is not a personal self. This destination is not a separate body-mind. This destination, which is the source, is fulfillment already fulfilled. It is wholeness. It's transparency. It is openness. It is freedom. It is truth. It is awareness. The fulfillment of your desire is not in time. The fulfillment of the desire for freedom, for truth, for happiness is fulfilled in this understanding that you are that. You are not a male or female form. A son, a daughter, a mother, a father. You are that reality, the shining light. You know you are. The light that knows it is. It's formless, shining light. The light of awareness. This ordinary awareness that hears these words and understands. Magical understanding, hearing, perceiving, not to be trivialized. You are the Godhead. The body, mind, the world is what it is, like the flow of a river, the wavelets on top of the surface of the stream, the various shapes and colors of the clouds. We are the knowingness of all of that. We are not the form. We are the reality of the form. We are not the images on the screen. We are the screen out of which all images arise. And that screen is borderless, formless, infinite. Every desire that arises out of you is the desire for your true self. And you desire yourself out of your freedom to desire yourself. But that desire is already fulfilled. And you know it deep down in your heart. That the movement of on the surface of the stream do not define the stream. The movements of the mind, the activities of thoughts and sensations, the activities in the world do not define you. So there is no holding on. Understanding is always in this moment. There is no other moment. It is not the path that matters, but the destination. Because everything is the path, but the destination is one. There are infinite paths. It's always one destination. And even our path includes many different trails. Sometimes it's a narrow wooded trail, and sometimes it's a vast trail, path. Whatever vehicles you use to get to the shore, once you are on the shore, you can let go of the vehicle. And the shore is this very moment of presence, of being, of awareness, of reality. In fact, you never leave the shore. Where would you go? You and the destination are one. You are the seeker and the sought. You desire the freedom that you are. So many ways of speaking the understanding. That doesn't matter. What matters is the understanding, irrespective of how it is spoken or whether it is not even spoken. You know it as the peace, as the freedom and the undisturbable beingness. It's a silent understanding. Beautiful. Intimate understanding. In the understanding, we are one. There's no teacher or student.